Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Welcome back to Get Fit Guy. Kevin Dunn here. And this week I'll be doing the right thing by sharing with you some new, at least to me, evidence that you can indeed spot reduce fat. If you've been listening to my shows, you'll be aware that I'm a huge proponent of objectivity and trying as much as possible for a human being to remove bias. So it's important to me that I draw some attention to new information I've uncovered, even if it's in direct conflict with something I've said before. Sometimes we end up so far down our own rabbit holes that we can't turn back and say something different. But to me, integrity is not about doubling down on your beliefs, it's about being open to new ones. It's often presented, including by myself, that it is a myth that one can spot reduce fat. I'm here today to tell you that this myth is itself a myth. Before introducing the idea that you can spot reduce, let's figure out where the idea that you cannot came from. In 1983, a study investigated if a sit-up exercise regime helped to target and reduce belly fat. And it didn't. The sit-up exercise protocol in no way influenced the size of the fat cells or the fat layer thickness in the abdominal region more than it did on the backs and glutes of the participants. And a similar study in 2011 had the same finding. An abdominal exercise program did not achieve greater abdominal fat loss than a non-exercising control group who simply consumed a reduced number of calories. However, a recent study, and check the show notes for the links to all of these studies, suggests that spot reduction is possible after all. In this study, lower body strength training resulted in relatively more fat loss from the lower body, whereas upper body strength training resulted in relatively more fat loss from the upper body, this trend appearing in both DEXA scans and fat caliper readings. Now, the key takeaway from the study was that the spot reduction was probably enhanced by the addition of cardio after the strength work. Based on our understanding of spot lipolysis or fat burning, high intensity exercise is the most effective way to do this because it increases your body temperature, it produces more fat burning hormones, and it increases blood flow. This increased blood flow results in mobilization of the fatty acids from the fat cells and oxidization or burning off of them after they enter the muscle tissues. And there appears to be three key points to ensure that you are spot reducing. First of all, that the strength training you're doing must be intense. Now, muscle groups near the areas for desired fat loss have to be exercised with loads of 70% or more of one rep max. But bear in mind that any exercise that you're doing here to reduce the size of a body part must be weighed out against hypertrophy outcomes, which is increase in muscle size. What I mean by that is, if you wanted to lose size in your thighs and then undertook a high volume strength training program on the squat, you'll definitely spot reduced fat, but your legs will increase in size because of muscle hypertrophy. The second point is that you have to have some follow-up energy burn. So just resistance training alone will not be enough. You have to follow this up with cardio work to burn off the fatty acids which you have just mobilized with your strength training.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic, because we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
Here's to the best spring ever in this season's must-have shoes. Find all the styles you need from brands you love at amazing prices right now at DSW. Update your closet with colorful sandals made for sunny days, fresh sneakers perfect for spring looks, and sporty soles ready for new adventures. Whatever you're up to this spring, DSW has the exact right pair for the occasion. Shop must-have spring shoes at your DSW store and DSW.com.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
And thirdly, and finally, you have to be in an overall energy deficit. Spot reduction will still depend on overall fat loss. There is literally no number of sit-ups that you can do to get a six-pack if you're still overall gaining fat. You have to absolutely be in a caloric deficit. And curiously enough, weight training followed by some cardio is exactly what bodybuilders and physique models have already been doing for decades. As they say, you can't reinvent the wheel. As an aside to this, we do know that high levels of body fat cause many, many diseases in humans, but that isn't to say that super lean individuals are healthy either. Some level of body fat is required for health. Too little plays havoc on your endocrine systems, your hormones, and leaves us open to physical injury. There's a reason that you have a layer of fat across the kidney area. And also, obsessive work on spot reducing one area could result in an overuse injury. It's also just not useful for the overall fitness description of injury and disease-free interaction with your environment in 360 degrees. Aesthetics are not healthy in the same way that chronic diseases from obesity are not healthy. And now, since it's been a hot minute, I figured I would answer a listener email. This email comes all the way from Australia and reads, "Coach Kevin, how much exercise is enough? If I stay with a 3 times a week routine of, say, 3 sets of squats with dumbbells, press-ups, and pull-ups, will that keep strength up and that dreaded sarcopenia at bay?" Remember, sarcopenia is a kind of age-related loss of muscle mass. "I do a 30-minute hill walk on alternate days or swim, and the discipline of maintaining this makes it easier to be consistent than more demanding routines. I find your podcast most interesting and of practical value and have listened since the thirst. Thank you, Kit, Sydney, Australia. P.S. I've been a lifetime exerciser. I am fit and of healthy weight and 70. I have heard it said that one of the best indicators of strength in healthy aging is being able to stand from seated with one leg only. I cannot do this or remember being able to in the past, maybe for a future podcast." So first of all, thank you, Kit, for the email. How much exercise is enough is an interesting question. And I'll fall back on the episode I did on dose response. For exercise to be enough, it has to be above the minimum effective dose, but simultaneously below the maximum recoverable dose. If you find that you're going to the gym and you're doing the same reps, same loads, and you're taking the same intra-set recovery times each week, I'd say that you've already adapted to what's going on and you are not hitting the minimum effective dose. So you've got to ensure that loads or reps are increasing or that recovery times are decreasing each week. If not, then you won't be able to make any strength adaptation. Likewise, if for a few weeks you're able to increase loads or reps and then you suddenly hit a wall, you may have encountered your maximum recoverable dose and then something needs to change. So how much exercise is enough? Is enough that you hit the minimum effective dose, but not so much that you hit the maximum recoverable dose. Now, regarding the single leg squat, I'm not sure if I would see that as a strength indicator, since I believe that the single leg squat requires more balance and coordination than it does strength. However, you are correct, because it is frequently used as an assessment tool by clinicians. What they're looking for is neuromuscular performance in the lower extremities. And in terms of aging populations, it's a good indicator of the ability to negotiate a flight of stairs or recover from a scenario where you trip or fall forwards. I'm happy to hear that you're a lifelong exerciser and you enjoy the show. And I hope that if you've got any further questions in future or want an expanded answer on this question, you can just reach out to me. I hope this has been useful for everyone. If you have any questions at all about training or coaching in general, feel free to email me at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com or check out the Get Fit Guy Facebook page. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. Thanks to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips, Adam Cecil, Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchings, and Davina Tomlin. I'm your host, Kevin Dunn. If you have a question for me, leave me a voicemail at 510-353-3104 or send me an email at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. For more information about the show, visit quickanddirtytips.com or check out the show notes in your podcast app.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.